Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Russia was attacked by Obama's ISIS group. Is the U.S. next? Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. Weekends seem like they get shorter and shorter. So is this year. It's getting a lot shorter. But thank you so much for everybody for tuning in. Sadly, I have terrible news to tell you again. It's like every day we come on here, there's always something bad to talk about. You know, can we just talk about kitty cats? Can we just talk about the wilderness? Can we talk about other stuff than what's actually happening? I wish that was the case. I guess we could, but then we would be ignoring all of the different things that's getting ready to affect all of us. It's very, very bad what is happening. Most of you know, if not all of you, right now, Russia was attacked by Islamic terrorists. Or at this point, ISIS, they're taking credit for the attacks in Russia. Now, the question is how did they get there? Who helped them to get there? Who armed them? And a lot of people, including yours truly, I have my suspicions that it's probably all connected with the CIA here in the United States of America. And why would I say such a thing? United States of America is not bad. United States of America wants everyone to be free. United States of America wants everyone to prosper. United States of America is only looking out for the small man and small woman. There's only two genders. But in this case, it really looks like the CIA, just from my point of view. Now, do I have inside track, inside connections to the CIA? Not that I would tell. No, I don't. But it really looks like it because the CIA have done stuff like this in the past, and so has the U.S. federal government. It always seems like Russia, the United States of America, and some Islamic group is involved in all of this. And there's even a time where Al-Qaeda, you remember Al-Qaeda? The United States of America was funding Al-Qaeda to fight against Russia when Russia was going into Afghanistan. And I believe that Russia was going into Afghanistan because of the resources. They have a lot of nickel there. They have a lot of resources that the world uses. China is using those resources right now out of Afghanistan because of Joe Biden. It's the same lithium that you use in your cell phone right now that's coming out of Afghanistan. That lithium goes to China, and China's making money from it. Joe Biden gave it to him. That's a part of the reason why Russia was going there, because they wanted the resources. It is what it is. But the United States of America, they were helping Al-Qaeda. Well, let me show you some of the images that are coming out from Russia with these ISIS terrorists that did this horrible act in Russia. This first one that you see here, this is a guy in custody. One of the terrorist guys right there. Look like he got Adidas jacket on. And he's sitting in here. You can tell they've been pretty much beat up. I mean, they've been beat down. I mean, he's not in good shape at all. I mean, look at him. And he's probably just wondering, like, what's going to happen to him next. But you know what? These Islamic terrorist groups, they're ready to die. They're ready to die for their cause. But you know what the interesting thing about this, Shannon? Most of the time when you have ISIS and other Islamic terrorist groups, they go in with suicide bombs. They don't really try to flee.
Yeah,
they don't try to flee. So yeah. Is anyone, see, this is the reason why I believe that the CIA is involved in this. This is the reason why I believe that this is Obama's ISIS group that he sent in. Because I was talking to you earlier, Obama was just in Europe, last week?
Yeah, he was in the UK.
And everyone was wondering what he's doing there?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden this happens, this takes place. Did Obama go make the deal? Did he make it happen? And then he came back and he's talking to Joe Biden, because he wasn't talking to Joe Biden at first.
He goes straight to the White House afterwards, right? And it's weird because he was saying he was there talking about the Obama Foundation, but really we're not that stupid, right? I mean, he was there and then he's at the White House and now he's doing videos against Trump. This guy's working the back end here.
And a lot of people would like to believe that Obama is not involved, but Obama is 100%
involved. Oh, he's 100%
involved. Obama's 100% involved.
Yeah.
Okay, let me show you another one of this terrorist guy. And I'm not going to show you a whole bunch of these, okay? These are the only two that I'm going to show you, share with their images on this. But again, I don't believe that they were trying to... I mean, if they were Islamic terrorists, the normal ones, they would have blown themselves up. They probably would have shot a whole bunch of people and then blown themselves up. But apparently they didn't have any bombs strapped to themselves. They weren't, I guess they weren't trying to get to the 72 versions. Look at this one. Look. And of course, when he went in, he wasn't in this condition. They said he walked in, but he's in a stretcher now, barely can even move. They probably have him hopped up on drugs and everything else. There's no telling what they've done to him. But you know what? I believe the same mentality, the same terrorist groups are here in America. Why do I say that? Because I believe that the Democrat Party has the door wide open for them to come in. For those of you that are watching my show right before it starts, I made an intro, and this was about a year and a half ago when I made the intro for this show. I need to update it. But in the intro, I talk about that they've caught 78 known terrorists this year alone. And this was back in 2022 when that happened. The beginning of 2022. 78 known terrorists. So these terrorists have been coming into the country ever since. And then one report came out when Mayorkas was asked about the terrorists that they apprehended on the southern border. Where are they today? Mayorkas straight up said he doesn't know. Why doesn't he know? Not because they deported him. Because they release them into the population of the United States of America. So I believe that they are setting us up going into the 2024 election. I've said it multiple times. I'm not saying this to have you get all scared and be fearful. I'm telling you this in hopes that you will prepare and be mindful of your surroundings. These people are here because of the Democrat Party. Let me share this one for you. This was a blast from the past. This is with Hillary Rodham Clinton talking about Al-Qaeda. Now, listen to what she's saying about Al-Qaeda and Russia. It's the exact same thing. So in place of Al-Qaeda, just think ISIS to yourself and you'll make the connection to what they're doing today.
We also have a history of kind of moving in and out of Pakistan. I mean, let's remember here, the people we are fighting today, we funded 20 years ago.
Just like
and
ISIS.
We did it because we were locked in this struggle with the Soviet Union. They invaded Afghanistan, and we did not want to see them control Central Asia.
Oh, it's kind of like they invaded Ukraine, and the United States of America doesn't want to see them control Ukraine. So what do? We send in ISIS? I mean, hey, look, you be the judge. I believe so. But you tell me. I do look in the comments. Y'all let me know if I'm wrong. Look at this. It's like the same playbook all over again. I hate to be the one to bring it to you. Listen.
And we went to work. And it was President Reagan in partnership with the Congress, led by Democrats, who said, you know what? Sounds like a pretty good idea. Let's deal with the ISI and the Pakistani military. And let's go recruit these Mujahideen. And that's great. Let's get some to come from Saudi Arabia and other places, importing their Wahhabi brand of Islam so that we can go beat the Soviet Union. And guess what? They retreated. They lost billions of dollars, and it led to the collapse of the Soviet Union. So there's a very strong argument, which is wasn't a bad investment to end the Soviet Union, but let's be careful what we sow because we will harvest. So we then left Pakistan. We said, okay, fine. You deal with the stingers that we've left all over your country. You deal with the mines that are along the border. And by the way, we don't want to have anything to do with you. In fact, we're sanctioning you.
Does any of this sound familiar to you? as of today? Does any of this make a connection? It's always Russia. Russia's always there in the mix. And it's always the United States of America getting in between Russia and whatever it is Russia's doing. Why are we even involved in Ukraine? Why were we even involved in Afghanistan? Why is the United States of America even involved when we have major issues here? We get involved because we're creating the problems. We're the ones creating the problems. People like Hillary, you can get her off the screen. People like Hillary Rodham Clinton, people like Obama, people like Joe Biden, ones creating it. Now, a lot of people never seen this video. Look at this one. Here's the creator of ISIS, the creator of ISIS. Listen, it's really short. You can leave it split screen.
So with the additional steps I ordered last month, we're speeding up training of ISIL forces, including volunteers from Sunni tribes.
You hear this? He did the ISIS, they're training ISIS forces. Listen.
In Anbar province. Month, we're speeding up training of ISIL forces, including volunteers from Sunni tribes.
I mean, really? So if you're a Putin and you're hearing and you know that Obama created ISIS, Trump goes into office, destroys Obama's ISIS terrorist group, and then Biden comes back in, and now all of a sudden, ISIS shows his ugly head again. But then you have all of these idiots on the left saying, oh, President Trump said he destroyed ISIS, leaving out the fact that Biden revived it. Biden brought it back to life. Biden is the one making sure that ISIS is there. I'm telling you, this is just my personal belief. There are too many puzzle pieces lining up. You can't make this stuff up. Listen to this. This is President Trump even talking about who created ISIS.
ISIS is honoring President Obama. He is the founder of ISIS. He's the founder of ISIS. Okay? He's the founder. He founded ISIS. And I would say the co-founder would be crooked Hillary Clinton.
Right there, crooked Hillary Clinton. You know how bad this really is? Because if I'm Putin and I know this information, and the U.S., the CIA had any involvement in this, would you retaliate if you were Putin? Well, what would you do? Would you want to get on the phone with Joe and say, Joe, I need for you to apologize? And even some of these idiots on the left, they're suggesting that Putin created this himself.
Yeah, just like the pipeline. He created that too, right? Yeah,
just like blowing up the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Oh, remember, the Biden regime said if they attack Ukraine, you can expect that pipeline to be blown up. Something might happen to it. And then, boom, something happened to it. And then it turned right around. It turned right around and tried to blame Putin for it.
And Will, you now can't make it up. Putin is saying he's vowing revenge on Moscow. So for Moscow. The attack. So we'll see what happens. Something else is going to happen. This is not the end of this crisis. I'll tell you that much.
It's really not. Okay, we're going to go to break. When we come back from this break, I got more to share with you on this. You're going to hear how the left reacts. We'll be right back. Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. So now, when I first heard about this attack that was taking place in Russia, everyone was on the edge like, man, why did this happen now? Did Zelensky have anything to do with it? Would not surprise me at all, just to be honest with you. And then we're in a time of war. But then I started hearing the liberal left saying that, well, we informed Putin that a terrorist attack was coming. Really? And they said Putin, this is what they're saying online, Putin would not listen to the U.S. warning them about an imminent terrorist attack on their soil. Said Putin would not listen. And they said the reason why Putin would not listen is because Putin was going through an election. Because, you know, he just won his reelection. You know what I'm talking about, Shannon? Putin just won his reelection not too long ago here recently.
Right. Yeah.
And because Putin was trying to, how the left is saying, win his fraudulent election. That's what the left is saying. I have no idea. I'm not involved in the Russian elections. But this is what the left is saying, that he was more concerned about winning his election than he was about the imminent terrorist attack inside of Russia.
That sounds like Biden.
Yeah, this is what the left is saying. And they said, look, regardless of what's happening, you know, when there's a terrorist attack, we're here to tell people that a terrorist attack is going to happen. This is what the left is saying, that, look, Putin, you're at war with Ukraine. We want you to stop. Actually, they don't want to stop, but you're at war with Ukraine. And we're here to let you know that there's a terrorist attack that's coming. Now, these are the same people. The very same people that are saying Putin is a terrorist himself. So why would you inform one terrorist that another terrorist is getting ready to attack you? Why would you do that? The entire left calls Putin a terrorist. Have you ever heard them not call Putin a terrorist? Listen to this. This is on MSDNC talking about Putin and that he was warned by the U.S.
Motivation for ISIS to commit this kind of terror attack in Russia.
Well, it's a very credible claim, especially given that the U.S. Embassy issued a public warning earlier this month about extremists planning to carry out attack. And that term extremists usually refers to these fanatical Islamist groups.
Oh, really? You hear this? See, they're telling everybody right there that they had all the airwave and they've been letting Putin know constantly. Hey, Putin, you're going to be attacked by these terrorist groups. You're going to be attacked. You're going to be attacked. How many of you actually believe? Now, I'm just going to say it like this. Did the U.S. actually tell Putin that you're about to be attacked? Do you actually believe it? I don't believe it. I could be wrong. This could be, maybe they had to change their heart about the whole situation and say, yeah, you know what, we don't like each other, but you're about to be hit by a terrorist attack. I don't believe it at all. The whole point, just like the video I showed you earlier with Hillary Rodham Clinton, they use Al-Qaeda to flip the country of Russia. They've used Al-Qaeda to flip the country. This whole war that's taking place right now with Ukraine, they're wanting to flip the country again. So I don't believe anything that these people are saying. They're trying to put out a certain narrative to cover their tracks.
And ISIS-K, which is the one believed to be responsible for this, has long felt that the Russians have bloodily suppressed the Muslims in Syria, in Afghanistan, and in the Caucasus as well. And so, therefore, I think Islamic militants, it's very believable that they were the ones to carry out this attack. The fact that they just mowed down individuals, and clearly it was an effort to try to cause havoc and kill as many people as possible.
Okay, so again, I'm asking this question, and I do look in the comments. Someone tell me, correct Will Johnson here. I mean, I've never say that I know everything. I never will. So if anyone ever says Will Johnson said he knows everything, they're lying to you. But at what point have you ever known these terrorists to go from one country to another country and they don't have bombs strapped to themselves? There's only one group of people on the planet that does this, that will strap bombs to themselves looking for 72 versions. Why not? Why not in this case? And you notice they dance around it. They never even bring it up. Why? Because they don't want you to even think about what Will Johnson just said. The people that watch the crap that they put out there, they don't want people to think about it. Oh, yeah, you know what? Will Johnson's onto something. You know, they typically blow themselves up. Not to say that they don't shoot people, but they, you know, they fly planes into buildings, supposedly, right? They will strap bombs to themselves. They even strap bombs to kids, to little children. So why did these men not have any bombs strapped to themselves? But someone could put Will Johnson, they were doing explosives while they were there. Why didn't they blow themselves up? See, there's too many questions, and they're not going to ask those questions because those are the wrong questions. Let me go to this next one here. Listen to this one. Here's another one, where the liberal media suggesting that the United States government informed Putin. I wonder if Putin's going to come out and say, yes, you know, the United States of America, they tried to warn us about this terrorist act.
ISIS, you know, quick to claim responsibility for this attack, but we heard Putin suggest that the suspects were trying to flee into Ukraine. He obviously wants to make some sort of correlation with Ukraine, perhaps, you know, added justification for Russia's invasion of that country.
Now you see how they're bringing that in there? Like Putin is lying, saying that they were trying to flee to Ukraine. Where else are they going to flee to? Where would they reach safe haven? I mean, think about that. If they go in there and they blow up stuff and they, you know, kill a lot of people in Russia, do you think Ukraine would welcome them with open arms? What do you say, Shannon? You think Ukraine would welcome them with open arms for all the killings that they did in Russia?
Of course they would.
So, I mean, why would Putin lie about them trying to flee to Ukraine?
Yeah,
right?
I don't know.
Think about that.
I don't think he is.
No, listen to this.
Yeah, Fred, it's worth remembering that whatever comes out of the Kremlin serves no other purpose than to support Vladimir Putin and the Kremlin's policies. Mm-hmm. So whether it's numbers of casualties, whether it's who committed this terrorist act, whether it's whether they were going to Ukraine or not, which frankly makes zero sense whatsoever from pretty much any perspective, unless you're trying to protect Vladimir Putin from embarrassment for not listening to intelligence that was provided by the United States and probably others, there's really nothing to believe there. So, yeah, it does.
You see that? You hear what he's saying? He said it makes no sense. Okay, help me out here. Because, you know, I guess some of us don't have any sense. Why does it not make sense for the terrorists to want to flee to Ukraine? Why doesn't it make sense? Ukraine is asking the United States of America for billions and billions and billions of dollars. They want more tanks. They want more bullets. They want fighter jets. They want everything that we have to go to Ukraine to fight Russia. So why wouldn't it make sense for them to go to Ukraine? Y'all heard him. What am I missing?
It seems to make sense to me that it would be a terrorist element. The United States government doesn't see any inconsistencies with it being ISIS. So, you know, my inclination is to believe any other source before you believe the Kremlin.
And John, in fact, the U.S. and other Western governments had warned Russia earlier this month about the possibility of an ISIS attack. Putin labeled the warning outright blackmail during a speech earlier this week. So help folks understand, even though Russia is an adversary of the U.S., America adheres by this so-called duty to warn.
Now, listen to this. See, we adhere to the duty to warn. But we don't adhere to the duty of protecting the American people here in the United States of America. But we warned Russia. We told you that the terrorists were coming. Hey, our southern borders are wide open. We see the terrorists coming in the door, and yet they do nothing about that. But we're going to warn Russia. Help me understand that. You see what I'm saying? You see the dilemma here? The border's wide open here in the United States of America. The terrorists are coming across the southern border, but the United States of America does nothing. But we're going to warn Russia about the terrorists going into their country. Does that make any sense to you?
So the duty to warn doctrine applies particularly in terrorism, where there's information that one intelligence service may come into that means people may be killed in another place. And even if that place is not a U.S. ally, even if it's a hostile foreign power, the duty to warn is to protect innocent people, no matter what the politics. And so U.S. intelligence passed the information they had about terrorist chatter about an upcoming attack in Russia. And then on March 7th, for Americans in the region, actually posted that on the embassy website. And yes, Fred, as you said, Vladimir Putin came out and said this was an attempt to destabilize, you know, Russians' feelings of safety. Yesterday was the fog of war. Today, what we have is the fog of propaganda. So,
Really? Okay, you can get him off the screen. Has the nerve to talk about word propaganda, and he's talking about the propaganda coming out of Russia. Let me remind everybody, CNN, NBC, Associated Press, all of these leftist organizations, the leftist organizations were kicked out of Russia because of the propaganda that they were pushing. And they're going to come on there and they say, well, Russia's putting out propaganda. Russia's the one putting it out there. Now, look, I'm not on here defending Putin at all. I'm not defending him. But when you have the entire liberal left coming out saying, well, you know, Putin, he's the one that created this. We warned him. I don't buy it. I don't buy it because the left, they have been lying to the American people. As far as I can remember, since the first day I've ever looked at politics, the left has been lying. And of course, we got some on the right. There's rhinocrats. They're not peachy either. But when it comes to those on the right and those on the left, the rhinocrats, these democrats, they're not going to tell us the truth about any of it. They're going to keep the situation that we see happening all over the world. They need the chaos. I'll be the first one to tell you. I'll be the last one to tell you. I've constantly said this so many times. The part of the reason why our southern border is open to have the terrorists come in is because we're going into the 2024 election. And some of y'all have heard me say this multiple times before, and I think it's worth repeating. It's because the Democrats, they need the chaos in the United States of America. They're so angry right now because everything that they've thrown at President Trump has failed miserably. Everything. Just today, we got good. Trump got good news, but still bad news. Good news. The lower appeals court sided with President Trump, as at least partially on the bail bond that he wanted to have to come up with instead of $455 million. Now it was down to $175 million. He shouldn't have to pay that at all. It should be zero because President Trump didn't commit a crime. There is no victim. There is no victim. But the Democrats don't care.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1. This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace challenge today.
Hey, we are back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Hey, I want to tell you about this new product that I've been working on, or not working on, I've been testing out myself here lately. And the first time I heard about it, I was kind of like, yeah, I don't know. Because, you know, I've heard about all of these different products that you can use in the past. And, you know, you hear about this one and that one. So I talked to my good friend, Annie Cyrus. Many of you know who I'm talking about. And she said, Will, you would really like this. You need to really try it. And I said, okay, you know what? I'll try it. And I'm going to tell you, I am just amazed on how it's been really helping me sleep through the night. I was just telling my producer, I said, you know what? The other day I took one of the elixirs and I went to sleep, and I haven't done this since I was a kid. You ever go to sleep and you wake up and you kind of like, you know, you're such a deep sleep that your side is like stiff, like, oh, you ever wake up like that? I haven't done that since I was a kid, because I was in a deep sleep. I'm like, man. And I've been, you know, I've been dreaming, which has been pretty awesome. I've been dreaming and I've just been like in this really deep sleep. And with everything that's happening right now, what's happening to me, I really need this deep sleep to be able to go ahead and get up and do my day, be able to work hard, present the news. So it was really nice, but I was like, oh yeah, the blood need to come back. The blood need to come back. It hadn't happened to me since I was a kid.
Yeah, well, and you know what? That's one of our viewers actually reached out to us and said the same thing. She says she is now sleeping through the night, and that doesn't usually happen for her. So there's some great experiences people are having with this, but I want to talk today.
So can we do this too? At some point, can we take like the comments that people send us and maybe put just like their what they say, their experience with it, and just put like their first name?
Absolutely.
Can we do that? I mean, and then that way it could just be the first name. Then it could be like anybody. But I want these to be actual people.
Yeah. We want to hear people's testimonies, right? Because we're excited about this because of the way it makes people feel. We're feeling good. We want people to feel the same
way. So if you send us a comment, we'll make a screen so I can put it up on the screen. Mm-hmm. Just like you see this here. I'll put your comment on the screen just like this. In telling us your experience about when you go to pamperwithgrace.com.
Yeah, or you can go to the Facebook page that I created. I'm trying to create a community there. You
wherever they put the comment, I want to be able to put it on the screen.
Yeah, but I want to talk about this Verisol, which is really a hugely scientifically tested form of collagen. And will Bella Grace put out some of these tests, what they are? You can see the different tests that it's gone through. This supports the one, that this is a safe product, right? And two, it is very effective. So if you can look right here, the first one, it says Verisol, one of the studies said Verisol leads to significantly higher skin elasticity, up to 15% compared to a placebo treatment. The effect could be measured just after 4 weeks, Will, and it improves as you take it. So that's the, you and I had results really quick, and this just supports that. The study with more than 100 women aged 45 to 65, ladies, that's me and some of you, and men, significantly reduces wrinkles after 4 weeks. That is significantly higher pro-collagen concentration. And listen to this. This is one of my favorite ones, right? A double-blind randomized controlled study of 105 women between 25 and 50 shows that daily oral intake of Verisol significantly decreases your cellulite score, which means that you don't see the cellulite in wherever it is as well. It starts to smooth out. It says the effect is measured after 3 and 6 months of supplementation. And also the study shows a decrease of cracked or chipped nails. So right here, once again, you can see this. Right here, it says reduces wrinkle and fine lines. You can see right here. And these are all in a very short period of time. You could take this 2-3 months and actually get results. Increases skin elasticity by 10%. Improves surface in cellulite. Increases hair thickness, which, Will, you said that you're actually seeing a difference in your hair. And also improves nail growth and strength. So if that's something you guys are looking for, this is for you. So I would like everybody to go to pamperwithgrace.com, and you can see this is the elixir that you would be purchasing. You get 30 packs in a box. We recommend that you do the subscribe and save just to save you some money. But not only that, you can cancel this at any time, right? But I guarantee, ladies, listen, I'm one of the skeptical people. Will and I have tried so many different things. We've tried so many different supplements because we're getting older. This is like the first.
You might be getting older. I'm not getting older. I'm going to always be forever young.
Yeah, okay. This is the first supplement that I've ever taken where I've actually seen
results,
especially so quick.
Yes, results. Right? And that's the main thing.
Right.
Now, I wouldn't be telling anyone about this unless I was seeing results myself. And I'm not saying it just to get you to, you know, get you to buy it. But when you do buy it, you're actually helping out the network with me being here. You're absolutely helping me out by going to pamperwithgrace.com. I'm just going to be straight up with you. But this is something that actually works. This is something that's absolutely beautiful. I can't tell you. And I've already told y'all right now, you know, I got my empty box here. This is what I get. I get the empty box because Shannon took all of them. And
no.
It is what it is.
Okay, I'm gonna put the not empty box up here. So we did get another box, and because honestly, I don't.
It's really good. I think once you start taking it,
that's why another reason why I think you should do the subscription, because I really don't think you're gonna want to stop taking it. Right? And listen, I've been researching this because when you start feeling good, you're going, why am I feeling so good? Right? And I'm one of these people that I don't just take stuff. I like it to be natural. I don't like it to cause me, like caffeine. You know, I don't like sports drinks or anything like that. I do not like that feeling it gives me. This has been amazing. Even my mental clarity is so much better.
I can't even do a cough drop because a cough drop would have me buzzing. Right? When I get the coffee, I have to mix it with decaf and with the regular because it had me buzzing. This doesn't have me buzz. Some people like the buzz, though. Some people like the buzz. I don't. Some people like the buzz. I don't. Okay. When we come back from this break, I'm going to share with you about what is happening on our southern border. Again, I hate to be a bearer of bad news, but there's a reason why the Democrats are caving in to all the corruption and all the criminality that we're seeing in America. I'll show you when we come back.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when a recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
And thank you so much for being with us again. So remember when President Trump was in office and Mexico was sending over the worst? They were sending over the rapists. They were sending over the murders, which was a true statement. And of course, the left, they still try to take it like President Trump was being racist. No, what he was saying was true. When Venezuela emptied their prison cells, where did they send them? To the United States of America. Mexico was allowing them to come into the country. They were helping them. They were actually putting them on buses from the southern border of Mexico and taking them to their northern border, which is our southern border. And then President Trump put his foot down. He said, look, if you're going to continue this, I'm going to put sanctions on Mexico. And guess what happened? They straightened up. They stopped the trafficking. President Trump had it down to like 95% under control. Yes, 95% under control. Of course, because he put his foot down with Mexico, because Mexico was allowing this to happen. But since then, now that Joe Biden is there, Mexico has been basically threatening the United States of America, holding America hostage with all the fentanyl that's coming into the country. And the reason why the fentanyl is coming into the country and killing so many Americans is different than the fentanyl killing people in Mexico. Why is that? Well, listen to the reason why they're saying that fentanyl is killing Americans more so than they are anywhere else. Watch this.
The DEA says cartels are mass producing fentanyl, and the U.S. State Department has said that most of it is coming out of Mexico. Are they wrong?
Sí.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Or rather, they don't have all the information, because fentanyl is also produced in the United States.
The State Department says most of it's coming from Mexico.
Fentanyl is produced in the United States, in Canada, and in Mexico, and the chemical precursors come from Asia. You know why we don't have the drug consumption that you have in the United States? Because we have customs, traditions, and we don't have the problem of the disintegration of the family.
Because we don't have the disintegration of the family. And what is he referring to there? I believe he's referring to, look, what you're doing to your children. You're sexualizing the kids. You remove the father from the household. You don't want men to be men any longer. That's a true statement. And they're using it. He's using it. And he's probably not the only world leader that's using this as an advantage against the American people. He knows that China is shipping the fentanyl materials to Mexico. They're manufacturing them in Mexico by and large, and then they're shipping them into the United States of America. He didn't even deny it. All he went on to say was that, well, you know, the United States of America is manufacturing the fentanyl as well. Like, we all know that China is sending it. We all know that they're manufacturing it in Mexico, and they are manufacturing some of it here in America, because the drug cartel, they're trafficking the drugs into the United States of America, into Biden's America. As a result, it is killing countless Americans. They know that it is. They know it's a problem. But what do they do about it? Absolutely nothing. Here, look at this one. Here's another one, another clip on this. Joe Biden's there. They have Joe Biden. No matter where Joe Biden goes, he's the puppet on the string. And he doesn't even know where he is half the time. Joe Biden probably doesn't even remember making this trip. Probably don't even remember it. Watch this. This is disturbing.
With the ear of the White House, President Lopez Obrador proposed his fix, that the United States commit $20 billion a year to poor countries in Latin America and the Caribbean.
See that? $20 billion. They want us to commit $20 billion to them. Really? Why does the United States of America need to commit $20 billion? And Joe Biden, looking like that Muppet on the Muppets, the angry man, or not that one, not even that one. He looks like the Jeff Dunham with the angry man.
Yeah,
the old angry man. He looks just like him. Got a hand stuck up his butt, right? Talking about the terrorists. I kill you. Isn't that interesting? But anyways, listen to this report, because they're threatening, saying, look, if you don't give us $20 billion, you don't commit to $20 billion every year, that we're going to continue to have the southern border open, and we're going to help the people get to America. Watch. You can't make it up.
Lift sanctions on Venezuela, end the Cuban embargo, and legalize millions of law-abiding Mexicans living in the U.S.
If they don't do the things that you've said need to be done, then what?
The flow of migrants
will continue.
Your critics have said what you're doing or what you're asking for to help secure the border is diplomatic blackmail. What do you say?
I'm speaking frankly. We have to say things as they are. And I always say what I feel. I always say what I think.
I mean, he might as well be... I mean, how do we know he wasn't a part of the cartel? That's what he sounds just like that.
You know,
this is
the
how
problem.
They negotiate.
Here's the problem. We have given them millions and millions and millions of dollars. But the fact is the money does not trickle down. It doesn't get to the people. It doesn't help the people. It goes to the cartels and to the government's pockets. And so that's not a solution. And I bet that if Trump was in office, he would tell him that, right? The only reason why he is doing this, Will, is because he can, because Biden is weak. Biden doesn't stand up to people. You know what's really infuriating? The only person he's really standing up to is Netanyahu, which is our ally.
That's a very good point.
Every other person, you know, because today they voted down, the UN voted for the ceasefire, and we for the first time did not protect them. We didn't veto it. We abstained. And of course, now Netanyahu is upset, even though they've had conversations and Biden said he's not supporting the invasion of Rafah. But that's the only person that Biden is standing up to.
He's standing up to Benjamin Netanyahu.
And really, I don't even know if it's standing up. I just feel like he's just failing to support
So let me actually, before we get out of here, let me play some of this really quick about the ceasefire in Israel. Listen to this, because this is going to boil over. The country's on the verge. I mean, things are just getting worse, and it's not letting up. Listen to some of this.
As Hamas announces another Israeli hostage has died, demonstrators taking to the streets to demand the terror group release all of its remaining captives. Trey Yingst reports.
John, good evening. It's day 170 of the war between Israel and Hamas, and the region is waiting to see if and when the Israelis will enter Rafah. Secretary of State Antony Blinken wrapped up his tour of the Middle East and had some tense meetings here in Tel Aviv with the War Cabinet about what comes next. Biden administration officials, from the president himself to Vice President Kamala Harris, have all had the same message. Do not enter Rafah, with the vice president saying this on Saturday.
We're looking at about 1.5 million people in Rafah who are there because they were told to go there, most of them. And so we've been very clear that it would be a mistake to move into Rafah with any type of military operation.
As for the ceasefire negotiations, talks wrapped up this weekend in Qatar amid hopes for a fresh agreement. According to reports, CIA Director William Burns, along with top Israeli intelligence officials, left Doha empty-handed. The conversations are expected to continue, with officials here hoping it could lead to a 6-week ceasefire with the release of dozens of Israeli hostages. Inside Gaza, Israeli troops are still operating in the Al-Shifa hospital complex in northern Gaza. The Israelis say they've arrested 480 terror operatives from Hamas and Islamic Jihad. We have no way to independently confirm that number.
So this is happening when, even though they went to the United Nations, like Shannon just mentioned, and most of the time, all of the time, except for now, you have the world coming down on Israel and they're calling for a ceasefire.
I mean, the Bible says that they will all rise up against her, right?
Every other time before, the United States would step in and veto it. But this time, the United States of America did not intervene.
Nope.
United States of America said, Ali Bai. What does this mean?
Yeah, and Kamala even today, Will, there's an article saying that she even suggests that there'll be consequences for Netanyahu if he goes in. Rafah.
If he goes in. And let me, for those of you that don't understand what's happening, Israel went in, taking out Hamas. The Israelis told all of the innocent men, women, and children to go to certain areas. Well, all of those people went to those areas, but so did Hamas. And Hamas, being who they are, they operate behind civilian shields. So they're still shooting rockets at Israel, but you don't hear anything about that in the media. They're attacking Israelis from behind the civilians. Now Israel is saying that they need to send in military personnel, boots on the ground, because they just don't want to send, they just want to drop bombs. If they just drop bombs, then they'll get rid of everybody. But see, that's what Hamas wants. They want Israel to just drop bombs on all of the innocent people so they can blame Israel. But Israel was saying, no, we have to go in there and get Hamas directly because we don't want to harm innocent people. Well, listen to this one really quick. Do we have time for this one? Look at this one. This is what Kamala Harris, and she studied the map, everybody. So she's on in the up and up for everything because she studied the map of what's happening in Israel. Watch this.
We have been clear in multiple conversations and in every way that any major military operation in Rafah would be a huge mistake. Let me tell you something. I have studied the maps. There's nowhere for those folks to go. And we're looking at about 1.5 million people in Rafah who are there because they were told to go there, most of them. And so we've been very clear that it would be a mistake to move into Rafah with any type of military operation.
A mistake, but would there be consequences if he does move forward?
Well, we're going to take it one step at a time, but we've been very clear in terms of our perspective on whether or not that should happen.
Are you ruling out that there would be consequences from the United States?
I am ruling out nothing.
Ruling out nothing. Ruling out nothing. So what are the consequences? Is the United States of America going to go to war with Israel? What happens? Israel is the biggest, if not the only, major ally in that region of the world.
Oh, we've gotten tons of intelligence from them.
Yes.
I mean, they're the intelligence hub for us.
Yes.
Or one of them, at least.
The biggest ally. And we're turning our backs on them. But they don't want to turn their backs on Ukraine. And Ukraine is not an ally of the United States of America. They're not. They want to pour money. They want to do everything for Ukraine. But they don't want to do anything for Israel. And let me be clear about something. We don't need to fill anybody's bank accounts. Nowhere. Nobody's. Not a zip. But Israel, we should stand with Israel as an ally. If nothing else, because they've been there for us, we should be there for them. And as a Christian Judeo-ness nation, we are called to do so. It's going to get really hot. I see World War III just kissing at the door. It really is. So we have an opportunity here come November. That's if we make it to November to vote these Democrats out because we got to do it. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow, now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98. Or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.